This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 27, 2009. A fragrance and a stench. The scripture is 2 Corinthians 2, verse 16. To the one, we are the smell of death. To the other, the fragrance of life. In our church on the edge of Tokyo, we often have lively debates about whether we're doing evangelism right. One member, a businessman, quotes the words of Carlos Ghosn, the chairman of Nissan Automobiles. It's not enough to say you're trying. You've got to improve sales. Another member says, yes, but by those standards, Jesus was the worst evangelist there ever was. All his disciples left him in the end. Isaiah saw a vision of the Lord with seraphim calling, "Holy, holy, holy." He heard the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" and answered, "Here am I. Send me." And what was to be his message? Be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Jesus quoted these very words in his ministry. And how long was Isaiah to proclaim this message? Until the people's hearts were calloused and the cities lay in ruins from God's judgment. Don't misunderstand. Both Isaiah and Jesus held forth the offer of forgiveness and salvation, but the Lord knew that many would not listen. This grieved the heart of God, and it's why Jesus came to save us from our sins. Paul says that to some the gospel is the fragrance of life, but to others it's the stench of death. True evangelism brings both reactions as we faithfully tell of Jesus' atoning death and call people to repentance and faith.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.